We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
David Carr here for the NFL Network. We're going to be thrilled to bring you David Carr each and every week. He's going to be joining us from the set of NFL Network's Total Access, which is at 4 o'clock out here in the Bay Area. We're thrilled to have him on as a guest. David, thank you very much. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Doing very well. I tell you, it was a tough home loss for the Raiders on Monday night. Your brother, he started out hot. They marched right down the field. Marshawn Lynch carried about 15 football players into the end zone for a very dramatic opening drive to the Gruden era. And then reality just sort of sunk in. The Rams are good. And it seemed like your brother wasn't looking downfield. He might have been more concerned with what was right in front of him. When you look at that Rams front, I don't know if I blame him.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a conscious effort by Oakland to get the ball out of his hand quick. And you know, it probably led to a couple of throws where he might have got it out a little bit sooner than he had to. But, you know, going back and watching the coach's film, talking to some guys, talking to Derek this week, they didn't have a lot of guys open downfield. I mean, there were some tight coverage in the back end. I thought Marcus Peters did a good job. McKeeb, obviously, for the most part, he locked it up. There might have been one shot for Amari down the field, but Derek was looking the other way, throwing it to Cook, which he had a great game. So they had a specific game plan on what they wanted to do. But, yeah, that front four, you know, obviously the front two guys inside, they can pose some serious issues. You know, not three or four plays in the game, you know, Aaron Donald body slams KO on the ground. So, you know, he's a special player, so you got to kind of take into account what he is and make sure you're not holding on to the ball too long. But it might have been a little bit overdone, but you kind of have to err on the side of caution because they were in there. You know, they were in the game that first half. And, you know, for whatever reason, I think it's just, you know, the Rams were probably a little bit more talented. And I thought the defense played well up for the Raiders the first half, keeping it close. But, you know, they had a couple big drives. The play-action game started opening up for the Rams, and it was kind of a snowball effect at that point.
David, one of the things I like most about your brother is he reclaims his career here in the NFL and hopefully is in the right position now with the right coach to get the best football out of him. What I like is your brother does not run away from adversity. Like, he stood at the podium and he wore every single one of his mistakes and the shortcomings of that night like a man.
Yeah, you have to, you know, and I think that, you know, when you go into those sessions, you go into the post-game press conference, or even more so when you go into the team meeting or the offensive meeting that next day when it's just your peers and your guys, and you have a group of guys that you're supposed to lead, and you have to find a way to get through this little bit of adversity. You can't start making excuses. You have to point at yourself first. You have to look at, you know, everything that you did. You know, really the only things that stand out at that point are the negative things. You have a hard time remembering the good things that you did in that game. They did some good things, but you know, you really have to focus on what I have to do better. I can't say, well, it was this or it was that or this is the reason or Aaron Donald plays for the other team. If you do that, you're going to end up carrying that over to the next week and your team's not going to be any better and guys are going to look at you as a quarterback, you know, and as a head coach as, you know, where are we at right now? And they're going to look at their demeanor, how they carry themselves, if they take some blame. And because if a quarterback can take some blame and a head coach can take some blame for what happened, then we can all take a little bit of blame. We can get better at this, and we can stop pointing fingers. So I think that, you know, that's just the right way to do it.
David, what did your brother tell you about the sting of the Khalil Mack trade in that locker room? It's got to be tough to sell win right now when the best player was shipped out of town, and it sort of resets the reality, I think, for a lot of guys.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing in particular for Derek because, you know, him and Khalil, they came in the same year, and they've been – you know, they've been really close. They're good friends. They talked a lot during the whole process. They talked a lot that day when it actually went down. I don't think either one of them expected that to happen. I think it's just unfortunate. It's an unfortunate part of the business. You know, for whatever reason, I don't know if we'll ever know the real reason why they didn't make it happen. But, you know, it didn't. And, you know, Khalil had a great day the other night. I was texting with Derek. He was pulling for him. He was like, man, look at this guy. I mean, and we weren't surprised. I mean, that's what he does. There's a – you watch him the other night, and that's what he's been doing his whole career. And it's just unfortunate that he wasn't able to get a deal done in Oakland to stay there and be a part of something special, because they could have used him the other night. I mean, they, as well as they played, and I think Paul Gunther's system is going to be, it's going to be good. I think they're going to be a better defense than they were last year, even without Khalil. But I think that if you could have added a Khalil Mack, you know, with that Paul Gunther system and the way that they're going to kind of change up looks, and I think they've gotten better at the linebacker position and in the secondary, you know, it would have been nice to have him, you know, but it's a tough situation. I'm not going to lie. I mean, there's no one that wanted this to happen.
We're talking with David Carr. You can see David throughout the week on NFL Total Access, 4 o'clock Pacific time on NFL Network. Across the bay, well, not really across the bay, but in Minnesota, that other quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, he had 3 interceptions of his own against a very good defense, just like your brother was facing on Monday night. You know, when you see early struggles, is there ever cause for concern right out of the rip when you're convinced that the quarterback, the general manager, and the coach are all on the same page? Like, sure, it was a rough day in Minnesota, but I see a lot of positives in a game they should have lost by double digits.
There's room for concern in places like Buffalo, where, you know, you've already changed to a rookie quarterback when he has no reason to be in there. There's room for concern in Detroit when you come in with a new coach and you're going to establish the run game, you're going to give Matt Stafford a chance, you end up throwing the ball, you know, 90% more than you ran the football. But, you know, when you're in San Francisco or even in Oakland, I think that with the head coach there, particularly with San Francisco, now that we're talking about them, I think Kyle Shanahan is, I think he's the top 3 coordinator in the league as far as what he's able to do. Sean McVay is there, and we could probably go grab Sean Payton or a couple other guys and put him in that group. But Kyle Shanahan has gotten the most out of what he's put on the field at any position, any stop he's been at, whether he's in Cleveland or in Atlanta, and now he's there with Jimmy. You know, they just faced a good defense. And like you said, the Raiders faced a good defense. The Rams, the Raiders are going to be a better team than what we saw the other night. I have no doubt about that. The San Francisco 49ers are going to be a better team than what we saw the other day. You know, Minnesota poses a lot of issues from a defensive schematic standpoint. They confused Jimmy a little bit a couple times, in particular on one of the interceptions, especially the one that went to the house for a pick 6. He misidentified the blitz, where it was coming from, and hey, that happens to everybody. It wasn't just like, this is Jimmy's fault. That's happened to Tom Brady. That's happened to everybody that faces, you know, Zimmer. Zimmer does a great job giving you that 8-man-up look, and they have 2 good safeties that you don't ever know which one's coming, which one's dropping. A lot of teams, you can tell, okay, you know, Harrison Smith's their down guy. You know, the other guy's the deep guy. These guys play with, you know, they're so versatile in what they can do. They can give you a lot of bad looks. You can look bad, but, you know, Jimmy's a good quarterback. You know, and I know it's not a huge sample size that we saw last year, but ever since he came out with Derek, I mean, he was in the Senior Bowl with him. Jimmy's a fantastic quarterback, has a great mindset. I really like his athletic ability. He reminds me a lot of Aaron Rodgers when I see him move in the pocket, and his ability to even roll left and move to the left and still get his shoulders turned and make good accurate throws. So him and Kyle are going to be just fine. There's no time to push the panic button if you're in San Francisco. They're going to play some good football this year.
49ers hosting Detroit on Sunday. And look, it's way too early to drop the must win, but it's a gots to have it, because there's not a lot of winnable games early in the season schedule for the 49ers. And especially when you look at the Lions coming in here with Matt Patricia, after 4 quarters of football, there's already stories about how he might be losing some vets in his locker room. And I guess if you overwork and then under deliver on game day, you're asking for it as a coach. Is that what Patricia might be facing?
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. When you go out there and you demand so much out of your guys in training camp, it's a different era right now. You know, I mean, even when I played, it was different than what they're going through now. Guys, they don't expect to play in the preseason. They don't expect to put pads on and bang and run and condition. These guys, they feel like they come into camp ready to play football, ready to play game one. It's a lot different than it was before. So for him to demand all of that during training, come out and have the performance they did the other night, and not really even try to run the football. I mean, that was the most frustrating thing for me. All I could think about all offseason was, man, it's going to be nice to give Matt Stafford a real ground game, a good solid defense, let him play some balanced football, because the guy is talented. I mean, he's a top 10 quarterback talent-wise, and what he's done as far as being able to put up numbers and yards, if you give him a winning formula, you know, much like they have in New England, he can be really special. But they didn't do that. They didn't come close. So, you know, they got their backs up against the wall, which is tough, you know, but so do the San Francisco 49ers. So that's going to be a good football game. I expect San Francisco to play some good football and bounce back and recover. Just do what you've been doing. Kyle Shanahan's going to put together a good plan to attack that defense. I think the defense is identity in Detroit yet. So it remains to be seen, but we'll see. We'll see a good football game, but I think San Francisco will be just fine.
NFL Network's David Carr here on the Damon Bruce Show. So on that note, on the note that guys don't even want preseason anymore, isn't it weird, David, in a weird way, week one of the NFL regular season has almost now, like, it's like, it's kind of like week zero, if you will. It's like, yeah, it's like week five of the preseason. Not quite. I think week two is now the new week one. And a lot of these teams, especially the Rams, you know, I mean, I think the reason why they started slow, like all due respect to the Raiders, was because they took the entire preseason and used it as a mulligan. First time these guys were playing live snaps together was first quarter in Oakland.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy and how we've seen that happen. You know, really, you look back in the last several years, we've had injuries. They've always had injuries in the preseason. We've had probably a few more, and some big-name guys have been lost early in the season. So coaches are a little bit concerned, so they hold them off. And we haven't had this many turnovers in week one since 2007. Like, it's out of control. Like, guys are turning the football over all over the place. You saw Oakland, you know, and San Francisco. They both, even with Derek Henry, both had three interceptions. I mean, these guys are good quarterbacks, you know, that just didn't have a ton of snaps. Derek didn't have a ton of snaps in the preseason. Obviously, Jared Goff didn't play hardly at all, if at all, in the preseason. So, yeah, you're going to get some sloppy football. You know, defense is going to be a little bit ahead. You know, there's some points put up in some games, but I think, you know, the points are one thing. I think it's more the sloppiness that you see and the turnovers and the, you know, the missed timing on things. And it's unfortunate that we have to kind of sit through, you know, a week or two of some bad football before we really start playing. But that's the norm now. That's what coaches are going to do. They don't want to get their main guys hurt in the preseason when they don't think it counts. So that's what we're going to see.
David Carr, awesome stuff. We are thrilled to have you on the team all football season long, man. You're going to be joining us here on today? Today's a Thursday. You're going to be joining us on Thursdays talking football each and every week. We're very excited to add you in the mix. David, thank you so much for agreeing to be part of it. And we look forward already to next week talking with you.
You got it, man. Happy to be here. It's going to be a fun season.
Awesome stuff from David Carr. Again, NFL Network. We're going to be bringing it to you with him each and every week here on 95.7 The Game. Great stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.